Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta love that. One of the simplest and most passionate songs ever written, Your Precious Love, first done by The Impressions, led by lead singer Jerry Butler. Also knew that that group would include Curtis Mayfield, who would peel off and form his own group, The Impressions. Good evening, good evening, welcome. As the Big Bag Tournament continues on, DJ Honeycomb, Michael Lewis Ingram in the house, and it is always good to be with you. Big Bag Tournament, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins, the Black Athletes Sports Network. Get all the good shit, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Tonight's matchup is going to be spicy, and it's a throwback in the truest sense of the word. Shout out, of course, to all the members of the Brother Man Network and to all the music pages which go forth to promote the culture and further peace beyond grooves, as many of my colleagues here do great work. Shout out to my man, Lady Carrie, my lady Carrie, at Groovin', the fellas over at Old School Ology, Sewing, Maurice, everybody, Pearl, a wonderful job there passing music on. If you're not a member of their pages, I highly recommend Old School Ology, Essence of Music, Groovin', Catharsis, where my nephew presides. Tonight is a little different. Now, we've been into this competition for a while now. And we've touched on every aspect of this. But one thing that doesn't get captured as well is the feeling of being in concert. I can proudly say that the first time I ever went to a concert was under the best of circumstances, the Apollo Ballroom, James Brown, live. But because I was a little younger, I got to see Volume 3, which was the album also known as Revolution of the Mind. Of course, you got to see every aspect of the power of James as he's whipping his band into shape and ad-libbing off grooves and doing all the other good shit that people who perform well live do. Now, James represented the Apollo, and his opponent tonight represented the Regal in Chicago. Because there were several theaters like this. You got the Apollo in New York, the Regal in Chicago, the Fox in Detroit, the Uptown in Philly. And forgive me off the top of my head, I know there was an Apollo in Washington, D.C., but I don't think it was the main one for shows and stuff like that. Now that I mentioned that, there was a Brooklyn Fox back in the day, too, where Murray Decay, a DJ for WABC, held similar shows as a promoter. But the important thing about these theaters, which were laughingly known by some as the Chitlin Circuit, was like, they were our theaters. Whether they were black-owned or black-leased or whatever the fuck it was, this was a place where we could go and enjoy good music, enjoy the people we wanted to see. No bullshit about you can't sit in a certain area because it's white only or any of that other horse shit. You pay your money, get a good seat, come on in, enjoy yourself. And for a couple hours, you don't have to worry about this white supremacist horse shit. Because it was there long before it was given a name, but it was there then too. And it was important how not just the artists had to feel coming off of that, but the people who went in and paid their money to go see them felt afterwards. Like, okay, I can handle this. We'll deal with this the next day because somebody brought my emotional scales back to balance. So places like the Regal and the Apollo and the Uptown, all these places were healing stations for the populace to listen to wonderful music, put their nice shit on, take out your lady love, or just be wide at it and just want to get in there to see the music, see this person who or this group that was so amazing. Now, Gene Chandler, born Eugene Drake Dixon, on July 6th of 1937, is nicknamed the Duke of Earl or simply the Duke. That, of course, was one of his most successful songs. And his association with the Duques, the Impressions, and Curtis Mayfield. In Chicago, you know, when it came to the groove, there were several locations with three main sources, Jerry Butler, Curtis Mayfield, and Gene Chandler. Now, of course, VJ Records was still there in the early 60s. Remember, it was the only label. That was the first label to produce the Beatles and the Four Seasons. So remember, VJ was important, a black label, turning out all this good shit. Having said that, Gene was doing his thing. He was successful doing songs throughout doo-wop, rhythm and blues, soul and discos. Get on down. He was kicking it. And he was inducted as a performer into the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame in 2014. Gene carried his thing. And nobody really understood. You know, I didn't until I saw it, how popular Duke Earl was. In a little over a month, Duke Earl sold 1 million copies. Of course, got a gold disc, and it spent 3 weeks at number one on the Billboard charts. Chandler was another one who recorded for VJ, and he left in 63 for Constellation Records. It's another Chicago label. They went bankrupt, and then he flew back over to Brunswick. He has a great discography of good stuff. He also did time, and I say time, I mean artistic time. As a promoter, he recorded for Mel and Tim to hit Backfield in Motion. Yeah, I'm going to have to penalize you. and good shit like that. He had fun. He also was in the disco era with Get On Down. He charted from the early 60s to late 70s. Not bad. And Duke Earl, of course, was included on the soundtrack of Hairspray, and it was selected by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as one of its 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. In 2016, he was honored in his hometown of Chicago by having a street named after him for all his contributions to music and his philanthropic efforts to the city. So having said all of that, let's see what this brother does live and in living color. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, make a vote heard. Voice your choice for Gene or James. I'm putting it on our Facebook wall for Soul Tree Radio on the Raw or the Gray Leopard Code Gary Show. Code Caravan fans, you can email at glcgray@gmail.com. Soul Patrollers, Soul Tree in the Raw, all one phrase, at outlook.com. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, dames et messieurs, the Duke comes to the stage, Mr. Gene Chandler.
And there's even more in store, baby. Well, don't worry, I'm feeling the same. that we should meet at a time like this. Oh, it's a grooving situation, a splendid combination. You're something that I just can't miss. That girl, I'm gonna make a mine if it takes all night. Can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it? That girl, I'm gonna make a mine if it takes all night. Can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it? It's been a long time, sweet darling, since love has come my way. But I'm trying so hard to find the right words to say. Oh, it's a grueling situation and a splendid combination that we should meet at a time like a day. Oh, it's a grueling situation, a splendid combination. You're something that I just can't miss. Oh, it's a grooving situation, a splendid combination that we should meet at a time like a day. Oh, it's a grooving situation and a splendid combination. You're something that a grooving situation and a splendid combination that we should meet at a time like a day. Oh, it's a grooving situation and a splendid combination. You're something that
each other. People challenge the laws of nature. People have conquered the mountain high. Ah, but they never thought a man would ever fly. But that's one thing that cannot be conquered. Ah, no matter how hard they try. And that's the longest river in the world, the river of tears. Run out of tears. Ooh. Oh, like a river this flow on the sea. Where you lose your heart is where it starts. Ooh. But where it goes, nobody knows. Don't ever try to conquer this river. The best, the best to do is try and forget it. The longest river in the world, oh, the river of tears, the river of tears. I said I didn't need you, I could make it on my own. I listened to my voice of confidence, but now my love. Get down, baby, bubble, baby, get down. your mama wanna get on down.
Listen to my plea. Oh yeah.
up above. Oh yeah, up above. Great for your
how
girl don't care.
The girl don't care.
You bend over backwards, you do everything you can to make her happy, but the girl, she just don't care. My, 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 no matter what she do, the girl, she just don't really care. Come on now, fellas, let's tell her how it hurts, let's tell her how it hurts.
Time at the Regal. Young man went out and made a name for himself. He's been on every record-breaking show in the Regal Theater in the last 2 years. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show, how about a nice warm round of applause to welcome Mr. Gene Chandler!
Thank you so very much. I'm asking you to give me one more chance, just a one more chance, just to root to you. I bet I know I'm wrong. And I realize now, baby, and I realize now, baby, that love only comes once, and when it comes, you better grant. After that, you may not come no more. And I'm asking you, baby, 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 I'm asking you, baby.
evening, baby. Sometimes when I look out at you, baby, I feel like I just wanna reach out. I just wanna reach out. I wanna reach out, baby. I just wanna reach out. I wanna reach out and And I just want to ask you one thing, baby. And I just want to ask you one thing, baby. I just want to ask you one thing. I just want to ask you one thing. I just want to ask you one thing. One thing, baby. Stop this rainbow in my eyes.
Thank you.
God bless our love. For he knows that we have been tempted beyond and above humiliation.
Intermission in our matchup. Interesting little sidebars. Now, Chandler obviously sold the most records with Duke of Earl, but the longest running narrative that he has had regarding begging comes from the song Rainbow, which was first done in 1962. He reprised it at least three times over. The Rainbow 65, where the guy is saying, "Start time at the Regal." That is the most popular version, and it is the one which perpetuated the rep of the Duke of Earl. There was also a 1980 version of Rainbow, which you heard earlier. But this classic ongoing beg was perfectly capped off by Chandler, as he really didn't try to do anything other than what was already there. Hell, it was a foolproof formula. And I believe it was a Rainbow 66, but It was, I couldn't find it in all honesty, as I was digging through there, and I had to put a set together, hoping that I got at least two of the versions in. And since I have, I want to introduce my partner, DJ Great, into the mix. G, you been listening? What do you think about the Duke of Earl?
Man, that guy is a begging fool.
Yes, he is. And you know, it's the height of selflessness if you can beg with a full tuxedo and cape on. So I ain't mad at the brother. That's some good shit.
You know, I didn't know about this guy in 1963, man. The Duke of Earl, I heard Duke of Earl.
Mm-hmm.
We were at camp. Summer camp. We always had a dance at summer camp. And he was
I'm impressed with the fact that it sold as many copies as it did in that short amount of time. You know, you hear the oldie stations and stuff, and of course Duke of Earl gets played, but they never really talked about how big a hit it was.
No, they don't.
Mm-mm.
And WABC played a lot, which is amazing. It played a lot too.
They sure did. We were listening to that record, or to the radio anyway, at the same time. We had one of those big boxy radios, G, that if you had the chance at night, you could turn it and you'd pick up Chicago stations and other places and stuff like that if you turned it real careful. Mm-hmm.
You know, those days are gone because of the way radios are made now.
True.
Like in California, we had three phone stations in the Bay Area. Now we only got one.
Hmm.
One. And they don't do 90 to 2000. They don't go back that far.
Damn. That is intriguing. At least in the East Coast. On the East Coast, I should say, anything in that radius between New York and D.C., you're going to get some sort of flavor. Now it's all a matter of where you can get it from streaming or whether you really could get it from broadband, right, from right off the radio and stuff like that. But there was WBLS, WDAS in Philadelphia, and there were other stations in the Baltimore and D.C. area, which on a good night, you could pick them up. You know, now everybody's streaming, so they got their own sites and stuff. But
distance,
you can hear the difference in the programming as to who's doing what, when the next big show is, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you know, when it comes to Mr. Brown, we know his appeal is universal.
Oh, WBBM.
Yes, indeed.
WBBM, Washington.
The live aspect of these guys is amazing. Because like I said, Gene Chandler came out with the cape, and he was getting a lot of help. You know, Curtis Mayfield, you could tell when it was a Curtis song, or at least a Curtis-flavored song, by his arrangement.
Yeah.
You know, you could hear songs like Just Be True and God Bless Our Love, which was the last one we played in the set. And that's Curtis all over with the arranging. You know, and of course, Jerry Butler. And because he was part of that big triumvirate, you could feel his influence as well. People forget, VJ Records was a black-owned record company.
Yeah,
and they
VJ,
played.
Yes.
Yep, VJ, VE-JAY. They played the first Beatles track. They had signed the Four Seasons. That's where they got their start.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a black-owned company in Chicago. They had the best blues stuff out there. They had people like Lightning Hopkins and Little Milton and all the other kind of stuff. If you saw the movie Cadillac Records, it gave you a huge insight into what kind of talent they had back then in the day. But James Brown is a totally different kind of cat. This dude is born, as a matter of fact, it's a couple of days past his birthday, May 3rd, Barnwell, South Carolina. But, of course, because of all the great work he did in that state, he always connects with Augusta G.A., and that's where many people believe he is from. But James, before you know, I was talking to somebody about this. James has a pre-ow and a post-ow. And the minute But in that time, James, and I like what you said when you said he only went after it hard. He did. He was the hardest working man in show business.
And
you saw that sweat live in a living color on the stage. He made people move. I mean, he was definitely working the crowd. And let's not kibitz this. James Brown did the greatest live album ever. Never mind all the other rock groups and all the other shit. James Brown made the greatest rock album ever because nobody knew they were live. That second
Hey, Michael, James Brown saved the city of Boston and Detroit.
Yes, he did.
He made millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
After Martin Luther King got shot.
Yes.
James Brown was doing a concert in Boston. It was being broadcast live in Detroit. You know, I'm being serious. James Brown saved thousands of lives because people were watching TV and they go out there and raise the hell.
I agree. I didn't realize that feed went to Detroit too, G.
It went to Detroit at the same time.
Wow. All right.
Because my
and
cousin, we were watching in New Jersey on the feed from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin in Detroit called me, are you watching James Brown? I said, yeah, I'm watching James Brown.
Well, what the TV knew was true elsewhere, even before or without a riot, because they also broadcast his live at the Apollo, Volume 2. This is the one with the long version of There Was a Time, and they recorded that bad boy for a local TV, and we ate that up. It's also the one where James Brown sings a beautiful rendition of If I Rule the World. So they knew what he was cooking with, and they had to use it. You know, for all of what anyone wants to say about James Brown, the other stuff, James's heart was in the right place when he did what he did. And nobody can say otherwise. The man was
amazing. Michael, I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
James Brown did what Michael Jackson did. James Brown said, I'm black and I'm proud. I did it in the 80s.
Yep.
And, oh, hell, we got to get rid of this nigga. We
got
to get rid of him.
That's no joke. That's
right.
Because
when he sang that song, I'm black and I'm proud, everybody was playing that song.
Never mind the fact that Prince, Michael, all got their inspiration. They all called upon the energy from the Brown.
Yep.
You know, we forget. James Brown is responsible for almost every hip-hop lick and sample been used. I mean, Welcome to the Terror Dome is all James Brown's Get Up, Get Into It, and Get Involved. And, of course, there's a James Brown instrumental that allowed Chubb Rock to become a star and pull the hit Treat Him Right.
Yes,
James Brown affected everything. He really was like hot sauce on the collard greens. You could not do anything that James did not do and not know that he was responsible for that. So everybody gives him their props on the groove side. But James Brown was a great human being before the demons got in his ass. And believe me, they did. But on stage, who's going to challenge the Brown? We saw Gene Chandler come at him with all his good shit. He threw everything at him, even the kitchen sink. As a matter of fact, there's a piece of sink hanging over on the other side of the stage. The Brown will prevail. Now, his set may last beyond the time that we have left live here. So, if his set closes out, rather, if you close out before his set does, have no fear. We are playing beyond so that you get the full flavor of the power of the Brown, the control, mastery of the stage, how he works the other musicians, how they play off him, and how he works that stage live. So, without any further ado, Let's give you the preview of what's coming up this weekend. G, what's on your menu?
Okay, for Friday night, it's going to be a Friday night DOC, Jericho Friday night.
All right.
4 o'clock Pacific Standard East. There'll be no Saturday DOC for medical reasons. And Sunday will be a Mother's Day special.
There you go. We like that. So, no Saturday code, Sunday tribute to mom, and tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. on the East Coast, 4 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. He comes in with the early set. We'll be behind him tomorrow night as Isaac Hayes and David Bowie finish off the second round. We'll then go into the quarterfinals. Sunday, we do our salute to all the moms. At 9 at the J, at the G and the music box at 7. So that's your music roadmap. Follow it. You will not get lost. We got you covered. Any last words, G?
No, everybody behave themselves this weekend. Honor your mom because once you lose it, it's going to come back.
No joke about that. So
you better honor this year.
Remember your carnations, everybody. If your mom is still around, be blessed and wear a white carnation. If your mom is gone, remember her by wearing a red one. So, traditions we keep here, make sure you got your carnations. If you're not wearing them, have them in the bowl, in the vase. Never made nothing like a mom. Shout out to Ma Gray and Ma Ingram. Mom's up in heaven. And Ma Gray getting to know each other. And she talking about even now coming after my ass with the soap. I'm trying to behave, Ma. I got the soap right in front of me. I haven't cussed yet. Well, at least not that much. You know they are. You know they said that. My mother slipped my grace from old granddad and shit. So they having a little taste. Which is what they supposed to do. Time for the queens to rest. Y'all did the work. It's now time for us to carry on. So having said that, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, time for the hardest working man in show business. Ladies and gentlemen, the minister of the new super heavy funk, the godfather. But at this time, he is the hardest working man in show business. Ladies and gentlemen, James Brown.
Making me cry, making me die. Yeah! Sex machine!
I wanna touch a kitty. Indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business, man that's saying I'll go crazy. Try me. You've got the power. Think. If you want me, I don't mind. Bewildered. $1 million seller, lost someone. The very latest release, Night Train. Let's everybody shout and shimmy. Mr. Dynamite, the amazing Mr. Please Please himself, the star of the show, James Brown and the Famous Flame.
Hold me. This is all my song. Out of mind. Goodbye so long. But I know. You're gonna miss me. I know it's true now. You got the power, and I want you to try me, 'cause I don't mind. Don't leave me bewildered, 'cause this old heart can't stand no more. And if you leave me, if you leave me, there's only one thing I can do now. There's only one thing I can say. There's only one thing I can do now. There's only one thing I can say. There's only one thing I can say. I love you so much. My love. Someone who's greater than a star. Someone, I need someone who don't let my heart bleed. Someone, that's the one. That's the someone. That's the someone. My Lord. Now that a stranger come on home to me, I love you tomorrow, I love you today. Help me, help me. I'm so weak. Gee whiz, I love you. I'm so weak. I love you tomorrow. I love you tomorrow. I love you tomorrow. I love you tomorrow. But oh yeah. But oh yeah. But oh. Come on now, come on now, come on now. Sometime I get a little trouble, sometime I get a little trouble, but let me hear you say yeah, let me hear you say yeah, say it a little bit louder. I love it tomorrow. I love. I want you to come on. I want you to come on. I need your love so bad now. I need your love so bad. I just want you. I love you tomorrow.
I believe somebody was there alone, someone.
I said it's getting a little cold outside. I wonder, do you know what I'm talking about? I said it's getting a little cold outside. And everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody. You know I like to sing this song.
Go on, sing song.
I said I like to sing this song.
Go on, sing song.
It makes me think about the good things. It makes me think about the good things. It makes me think about the good things. Ow!
I'll always admire. Hey, 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 hey.
I'ma be wherever you are.
Then he said,
I will, but I wanna let you know one thing. I wanna tell you one thing. I wanna tell you one thing. As I was walking down the street, yeah. Just everything has happened to me. Everything I do is wrong. Be well done. Yeah. Love the dream of you. Morris, Virginia, too. Baltimore, Mel. Philadelphia. New York City, take me home. Boston, Massachusetts. Boston, Massachusetts. And don't forget New Orleans, the home of the music. You just didn't pay me no mind.
Kept right on going, baby.
And I had to find a brand new love. I said, try me. You just didn't seem to let that thing register on your mind. You kept right on moving, baby. But that's alright. I know your day will be coming, baby. I said it was a man's world, but I stepped back like a man and give you credit. I said it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. But that didn't faze you, baby. Hey! Even when I told you I loved someone, you said, go on, go on, go on, go on. Find yourself a brand new love. But I did that too. I kept right on making it, baby. And then you want to come back. So you want me to take care of you, but I just can't seem to reach you, baby. Hey, 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 hey! Ay, 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 I just can't seem to reach you, baby. I can't go back, baby. And then you told me, when I touch you, baby, you said you break out in a cold sweat. Sometimes I get the feeling so good I can't stand myself. But I kept right on moving, baby. I even got to the place I had to do my thing. Had to let the world know, baby. Let the world know now. I jumped back and said, baby, there was a time when you called me. You told me that I was your one and only love. That's all right, baby. I don't have to cry no more. Free at last, free at last, free at last, baby. Free, free, and I'm over you, I'm over you. So I want to sing it out. Hit me, fella, and hit me real hard. Hey! Hit me, baby.
black sex machine. With me, although
she has another, and I can have another, for I'm not free. Is that my dream? Way of sleeping? No, no, no. I put my knees to her eyes, creeping. My very life, my life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner. Don't let me be a prisoner. You made me a prisoner. You made me love you. Said the night time was the right time to be with the one you love. You made me a blind man, and I can see, baby. You said you love nobody, no, no, and that included me. But I.
God, come from the devil's workshop. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about? They call it Stormy Monday, but truth is just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's awful sad. I never know how much I love you. Never know just how much I care. When you put your arms around me, when you put your arms around me, when you put your arms around me,
ah! Can't say no more than that, y'all. We will see you tomorrow evening, 9 p.m. Eastern, as David Bowie and Isaac Hayes come to terms. If you love what you hear, please, what's your choice? Send your votes to our Soul Tree page on Facebook or the Great Liver Cove page on Facebook. You can also email us at Soul Tree Radio in the Raw. Rather, I should say Soul Tree in the Raw, excuse me, for emails. SoulTreeInTheRaw@outlook.com. And for Gary Show, GLC Gray @gmail.com. On behalf of all of us here at the tree and over at the cove, please go safe, stay safe, be safe. I want you to get from A to B and back to A-OK. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. Especially when it's getting warmer. Wash your ass. Wear a mask, please. And watch your back. Good night.